I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 p.m. in Memphis, and it's time for The Six on 92.9 FM ESPN with the Jeff Calkins Show.
Did you watch that debate last night? Did you watch any of the debates the last two nights?
Man, you're taking me to the sunken place, Jeff, with that voice.
All you need
is a little tea and a little spoon there while you're talking. Oh.
What did you think of that movie?
The movie?
Get Out.
The movie's fantastic. I got to it too late.
You did get to it too late.
As usual with me in movies, but it was fantastic.
It was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was fantastic. And that's sort of the what I felt when you listened to you this morning in that voice. Trying to stay out of the sunken place.
Sunken place.
I feel like I'm falling.
I'll tell you what'll take you out of the sunken place.
What's that?
Stephen A. Smith will take you out of the sunken place. That man brings more energy to his every single thing he does, and you've got him on your show today.
He's on today.
How'd you get Stephen A. Smith on your show today? He is
first time we've had him.
It is one of the interesting things is that Stephen A. Smith, and this is true of he is mocked, mm-hmm. and he is the most popular. Who in sports media is bigger? And by bigger, I mean richer. Mm-hmm.
He's 10 million a year now.
10 million? Yeah. Is he the highest paid at ESPN?
I think Greenberg's 6 million. I want to tell you, forget up. I think Beetle was at 3 or something like that.
She's
I want to tell
five.
You, they're getting 5. They're
she's
getting, and now she's on the NBA show.
Let's go.
And then Jalen's making like 2 or 3, I think, for that show.
Let's go beyond.
But yeah, 10.
Beyond ESPN, who are the biggest media sports personalities in the country? Jeffrey, you can chime in on this, too. Who are the...
So Rome is paid really well, too. So Jim Rome.
But is Rome... I don't think Rome's bigger than Stephen A. I think Stephen A. is bigger than Rome.
I think it's fair in terms of...
He's got a bigger platform.
But he's up
he's
there.
Got a,
oh, Skip's still up there, isn't he?
Skip is up there.
There's no question.
Skip's, I think, $7 million a year.
Yeah. He's getting paid.
Let's not just do money.
Voices.
We'll
fold money
in. I'm just saying,
Dan
Patrick. Who is the biggest star in sports media?
Dan Patrick's up there.
It's not Stephen A. I think it is, and that's why he's paid that much.
You think Stephen A. is the biggest star in sports media, and Skip Bayless would be?
He's right there at the top.
Is Colin Cowherd?
I mean, Cowherd's in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Patrick, who's bigger, Cowherd or Patrick?
I'd go Cowherd at this point.
Who's bigger, Cowherd or Patrick?
Patrick's got a loyal following. Probably bigger, but
I don't listen to him anymore.
Coward's more controversial. He's more polarizing.
Seems to keep him more relevant because he says controversial stuff.
How about Charles Barkley?
He's up there.
Is there an NFL person? Who's the biggest NFL person?
Romo.
He may soon one day be. I don't know that he is right now.
Different. Barkley would have to be up there. Wouldn't you think Barkley?
Barkley's up
I mean,
there.
Of course, you're merging the
different
celebrities.
Kind of, that's what I was going to say. Different kind of media there, right? I mean, we're talking about guys that
commoner versus
sort of went to
like
the school of
analyst.
Journalism that did it to, versus the, the NBA analyst that you bring in.
What's amazing, though, is that certainly two of the
he's valued like he is the biggest
Stephen A. and Kyle and Skip. You'd put them absolutely in the top five, both of them, and maybe at the top two, right?
Absolutely.
And they're both mocked and wildly popular and ridiculed and polarizing.
Comes with the territory.
And whatever. Are they, could you be as big and as powerful and as whatever as Skip and Stephen A. And be as straight as Dan Patrick? In other words, are they, do you have to be what they are, which is outlandish at times, right? Do you have to be outlandish to be big these days?
Probably to be that big. You got to say, or just have, you know, you're breaking every story. And, you know, you've
well,
got
Woj
the news.
Is, that, Woj that's what breaks Woj every story.
There.
Right.
You know, that's what puts Woj up there. That's why we run to him. Stephen A. on this free agency thing, that's why we can't wait to talk to him. He's been at the lead of this thing. He's saying, you know, he's hitting out here in Kawhi to Lakers like all this other stuff. Like, he reported that this morning. So he's been at the forefront, of it, not just because he's loud, but because he's getting information now. And so, you know, it's the...
No, the info, he's clearly... That helps him because it's... what people tend to do is they dismiss Stephen A.
Yes, more by the day.
They tend to dismiss him.
Stars go to him because they always see him.
Right.
They're talking to him.
And they dismiss him because of the mistakes he makes when he's talking about the NFL or something else. But on the NBA,
there's
no question.
NFL's his weak spot. And that's the thing about all – I think we all have got our weak spots. That's certainly his. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to NFL, he watches. But it's not something he dives into or has – I wouldn't say has sources on like he does in the NBA. That's his thing. That's what he came up covering.
So – you're going to have Stephen A. on. You're going to ask him about free agency.
Of course.
Because he has said a few things. He has said that Kawhi may well go to the Lakers, right?
Yeah, that's what he's saying this morning.
And he's saying that – what do you think of that, by the way?
I never thought Kawhi needed
Why
that.
The hell?
Kawhi is the anchor. Kawhi is that. He just showed that in Toronto. He's from L.A., and maybe he looks at it,
winning.
I never want to be a Clipper. You know what I'm saying? I'll give him an interview, but that's not – I want to be a Laker. LeBron's there for the next 3 years. It's going to be handed off to somebody after that. AD's there to take it right now, but if Kawhi goes, it's going to be handed off to him. He's 1A wherever he goes.
If Kawhi goes to L.A., if Kawhi goes to L.A., does it ruin – one of the reasons that this is fun is we're looking at a wide-open league next year, a totally reshuffled wide-open league.
Yes.
If Kawhi goes to L.A., do we now feel about L.A. the way that we felt about the Warriors when we didn't like the Warriors because they've ruined everything?
You know, my immediate react, because I always thought this Lakers thing, no way – that he goes there just going off what we know about Kawhi. But my immediate reaction to this is what I heard from Jay Williams this morning. You think it was a sucker move for KD to go to Golden State. This is more sucker move than that. Because Kawhi's already proven he doesn't need anybody else. You come join. You know what I mean?
But
and I think I would almost be on that. The difference is between KD and Golden State, L.A. and California is home for Kawhi. And so whether they were there or not, there's probably a good chance if that's always been where he wants to be, if he's always seen himself as a star with the Lakers, which have all the tradition, then I can't fault him for that. But with the situation the way it is now, he's going to get a lot of – one thing about Kawhi, he didn't give a damn. You know, KD did about what you say about him.
To me, there are two differences.
You know, may be that way. He doesn't care that KD – he doesn't care that LeBron and AD are there. That's his home. That's where he wanted to go back to. And that may be the way he's looking at things.
But
this Lakers thing seems to be – I mean, it's blowing up when Stephen A's saying it now. And it sounded like the Knicks are going to strike out on everybody, would be crazy.
I think the two differences with Kawhi are, first of all, he's already proven he's the man, unlike KD. He won a title –
100%, 100%.
In Toronto, so he doesn't need cred. He's got all the cred he wants.
Lowry a superstar, he's not.
Right.
I mean, come on, he's at the downside of his.
So he carried that team to a title.
Them.
So he doesn't need the I can win a title without, because he's already won a title without. And then secondly, to your larger point, unlike KD, he doesn't give a flip what people say about him.
He doesn't.
He doesn't care.
He'll tune it out. And you hear the stuff, Stephen A. said it again, we'll ask him about this free agent thing, but that you don't know how much this is playing into it. Are they going to give him more money or not? But New Balance would definitely love to have him more so in L.A. than Toronto. I don't know that he's going to get paid either way. I don't know that New Balance is the deciding factor for him. But he's just making the point that this L.A. stuff, it's not smoke anymore. It sounds pretty serious.
Let me ask you this. Because you're having Stephen A. on here in Memphis, Tennessee. And Stephen A., I believe, has said that he would like the Grizzlies to move to Seattle. Are you going to bring bring that up with him?
I am going to bring that up with him. We're going to ask him what he thinks about what they're doing now, the new front office, obviously. Maybe he's changed his mind now that he sees the potential for superstars here. I would hope he does, that with Ja and with Jaren.
Right.
And knowing full well what this franchise, look, it's different now. It's not the team that Memphis got from Vancouver. It's the Memphis Grizzlies. You established that over those 7 years of playoffs where ESPN, the magazine's calling you, the best-run franchise? People, to the point that people can see the value. You had NBA analysts saying it's one of the best home court advantages in the league when that place is full, grit and grind, it was rocking. So how can you say that it's not a valuable thing here when it's good? And so my point, if we get into it at all, I mean, if he goes crazy on me, but if we get into it all, it's going to be that Memphis is in a different spot now with Ja and Jaren, the potential to have two superstars, something that your New York Knicks don't have right now.
They're in a pretty good position.
You think they should still go to Seattle? Surely he'll back off that a little bit.
All right. I look forward. What time is Stephen A. coming on?
Could be all day. We may replay him. since it's the first time we get him, it's free agency. No, 12:25 will be the time for Stephen A.
I want to ask you about the Tigers in a second. Did you watch any of this debate? Have you watched any of these debates?
Sure. I've been keeping an eye on it. I was stunned by the Marianne Williamson closing. The Joe Biden-Kamala thing was...
That was good.
Was some fire.
Kamala crushed him, though.
Was some fire right there. But she crushed him, and then she's also like, well, let's take a step back. Like, she got in her shot, and then right. she's the one, well, let's stop throwing the food. Let's discuss how we're going to get food on. You notice that yeah. after she, like.
We don't need a food fight.
After she was right. killing him. And she did. She leveled Biden.
I think out of the last 2 days, she came out better than
yeah,
anyone else.
But I'm, Jeff, you know, I tend to want to. Stay away from these waters, these right. political waters, right. and who was good.
No,
and who was
I
not.
Really.
But
to
those
me,
things
was,
stuck out.
It was
certainly.
Crazy.
It's
American,
the only thing on television.
It was
right
crazy
now.
American theater, is what
well,
it was.
That Marianne thing left. My mouth was. My jaw was. What did she just say? Was she reading from a novel? From one of her novels? From
a novel of love.
My God.
And love will win.
It's profound.
Baby. Okay. On the battlefield of love, if you've got Tyler Harris and Lester Quinones and Boogie Ellis. And Ooh. A-Lo.
Well, that's a lot of options.
And Damian Baugh.
Man, that's a lot of options.
And they all appear to want to be on the ball. That was one of the interesting.
Yeah, throw in DJ Jeffries, too.
And DJ Jeffries. Yeah, he's going to play point guard. He's going to play the one,
part of
too.
Getting him here, yeah.
There was some good things and there's some bad things that were said yesterday. I think the best thing was that, and maybe it's easy
I
now.
I want to hear some of this bad, too. What do you think of some of the bad?
Okay, I'll just play
there.
Devil's advocate.
Like, yeah.
I'll play devil's advocate. Do you really want a team coming out and saying where everybody says I'm the best guy on the team and where everybody wants to be on the ball? Like, isn't that setting themselves up for bad enough that they've got five different guards that they got to balance, mm-hmm. but now Penny's got four different point guards that he has to – they all want to be on the ball. Tyler has said that after – one of the things he said, he met with Penny after the season, and he said he wants to be on the ball more. A-Lo can only be on the ball. That's mm-hmm. that's where he plays.
Clearly.
Damian Baugh is a point guard, really.
He really can only be on the ball.
He can
well.
Only
not,
be on the ball. And then Boogie Ellis has to prove that he can be on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that everyone can say what they want about huggy, huggy, love, love, we're all one family, minutes don't matter,
right.
only winning matters. But when you got four guys, forget just the general minutes, when you got four guys who all want to be on the ball, isn't that a recipe for disaster?
Well, number one, that's what I want behind the scenes. Let's set aside what they're saying, okay, about, you know, I want the ball, I want to be the guy. Number one, that's what I want if I'm Penny Hardaway from my roster is a bunch of guys wanting it. That way it comes out, hopefully after the competition, I've got the best guy. That's how I want it in there. When it comes to what they're saying, I talked about this a little bit with Giannotto yesterday because I think some people are stunned by this, right? That they're not stunned, but, hey, maybe we should be walking back, dialing back a little bit, not talking national championships or I'm the best shooter on the team. But listen, we made this point. It's how the coach talks.
Right.
When he talks to us, that's how he did. And so I don't think Penny is worried about them running away from anything. One thing Penny doesn't worry about seemingly is setting up a bulletin board material in terms of it coming out from Memphis for someone else.
Right.
You don't worry, for him. He speaks from the heart. And for the most part, he allows the players to do the same thing. Opposite of what we saw from Josh Pastner.
Right.
Total opposite. And what you see from most coaches, quite frankly, you'd program those guys, tell them, don't be blowing up expectations. Rein it in. Keep them in. That's what you tell them before they go out and talk to the media. That's what most coaches do. Penny's not telling them that clearly. He's in his second year. At some point in his career, he may find that is advantageous because maybe it keeps expectations lower. Right now, Penny ain't about keeping expectations low. He's about putting them as high as possible. So he's all. That's why you see the different approach.
Tyler said yesterday that Penny, I said, it is amazing. Like you say, what's the goal? And they all say national championship.
All day.
And then Penny said, and Tyler said, well, that's what Coach Penny says it four times a day.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's
they're
how they're
the
talking in there.
From,
yes.
Okay, but that's
believe
that's
me
different.
Too. But don't like Penny knows too because you heard it from him too, Jeff. The stuff, and you say, hey, well, they're all saying, hey, I want to be here, happy about the competition. He's beat that into them clearly too, and said that from the get go. That look, the only because DJ Jeffries has already bought in. He told us last week, man, I stopped being the man as soon as I left high school. That's what you want to hear from these guys. So don't think that he's not telling them too. Hey. One thing we're going to say, we're all on the same page because clearly that is going to be one of the themes, one of the key challenges for this team is sort of keeping everybody on that same line, all engaged, right, and all playing whatever role Penny and that staff has for each one of them.
Okay, they're all saying that. Do you believe, yes or no, that at some point during this season, minutes, playing time, player dissatisfaction
mm-hmm.
will become a problem?
Problem in the sense that it becomes
I don't just mean problem in the sense that there's an unhappy player who.
So you get a transfer or two or what?
No, I mean a team problem. In other words, that it's not just
nah.
a It's here, not just that, that Ryan Boyce decides to transfer. That's not a problem.
I mean
a problem in the sense that it is, at least some small level, tearing away the fabric of the team.
Yeah, lowers your ceiling and affects you on the floor. Here's the thing. It's much different than what we've seen around here of late. And I think maybe you have to go all the way back to Cal. And I'm not sure Cal had it like this staff has it then. Here's what I'm talking about. When a guy starts bucking, right, in the sense that he's not happy with the minutes he's getting, his role or whatever else, there is no one more suited in the country to go to those guys and get them to understand, brother, this ain't about you, and you got to accept a role. Because I've been there. I've played at this level, but, brother, more importantly, I've played at the next one where everybody can't be James Harden and Chris Paul and Steph Curry. You've got to have guys that set screens. No one will be better at relaying that to them and getting them to understand it. Then
is Frank
Hardaway,
Harris going to understand that?
Here's the deal. How mad can you get? I mean, is your dream the NBA if you're Tyler Harris? Because, again, I would tell you, you guys,
I think it is. That's why he wants to be on the ball.
If you want to apply a Joe Jackson mindset, I'm using Joe as the example because Joe always had the goal, I'm going to the NBA, I'm going to get there.
Right.
If you want to apply that to Tyler Harris and say, here's all the obstacles in front of you between you and the NBA, and could it get fuzzy, then, yeah, you could look at it that way. But I don't think Tyler Harris is looking at it like that. I mean, everybody's trying to make Tyler Harris right now and his father dissatisfied before they've even tipped the ball. What we have seen is a father step out of the way and allow his son to make the decision to stay home when the father and a bunch of coaches around him were telling him to leave. That's a father who did the thing that we all say most fathers should do. Allow your son to make the decision. Allow him to make it. And Tyler was happy as heck last year, to the point that last year when it all ends, right, and he doesn't contribute the way he wants to in that final, he's crying because of how much it meant to him. Tyler Harris is happy. We're all the ones that are trying to predict. How cloudy it's going to get.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, let's.
You know, we need a little more Marianne Williams in our life.
Brother, that is
we
just true.
We need a little more Marianne Williams in our life. You're exactly right. I asked him yesterday.
Tyler's happy as hell.
I said, did you
can look at him and tell.
I said, did you make. I said, it was only a year and a half ago, like, whatever, I don't, that you were getting this ovation for signing with Memphis.
Yes.
I said, did you make the right decision? And he said, absolutely. Yes, I did. He said,
You believe him when he said it?
And I did. But he went on to say, and at the end of this season, I believe it'll be clear that I made the right decision too.
Boom.
And so you're exactly right. We are projecting and inventing unhappiness for him because we think we know him.
It may be someone else. This unhappiness will come, and maybe it comes for Tyler, but we can't say more him so than Lester Quinones or any one of these freshmen that doesn't go the way they want to, or in this case in Alo, if the stuff, that's what I'm saying. We're all kind of putting that X on Tyler, so sort of ignoring the situation, right, when he committed to Memphis when he signed.
I think he'll play, actually. I think he'll get enough minutes.
That's why he's telling you I got to be a playmaker, because it can't just be about his shot and extending defenses. If he's going to be on the floor, he's got to be setting other guys up. He knows, and that's his way on the floor to be multidimensional.
And the other part of this is that we project unhappiness on them, and we project that they look at these other players as threats. And in some extent, I think there is some of that. It's also true, though, that Tyler's life, if he's on the court, is going to be so much easier, both because James is going to be down low.
Yeah.
Because he said he played with Boogie in a scrimmage recently, and they just took turns coming down and dropping in threes.
On both of those guys.
They were 288th in 3-point percentage last year.
Yeah, it's going to flip. You hope, you know.
You hope.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think that they'll be jacking at a clip so high, right, that they're going to miss a ton of them because you've got such inside presences.
Right.
So I'm not, that percentage is going to go way up. You'll be much
higher. It's going to go way up.
I don't know if you'll be best in the country at 3-point efficiency, but it'll be way up.
Are you buying all of the froth that we are hearing about Lance Thomas? In other words, Jeffrey asked, no, it was Matt. Matt asked me yesterday. He said, do you think that Lance Thomas could be like sneaky good? And I'm saying, not sneaky at this point. Everyone is, people say he's sneaky good so much that I actually think now people are counting on him to be really good.
You're onto something there.
And, and let's be clear, at Louisville, 4.2 minutes a game, 2.2 points a game. Are we blowing him up bigger than he is?
I don't think.
He was charming as heck yesterday.
I don't think we're wrong to, because I think those of us that have been watching see how much Penny thinks of him. Penny ain't going to think a ton. Right, Penny, if Penny trusts you that much, you must have something in you that he respects and values and wants on the floor. So I think we're kind of all going with that. Now, didn't you hear the players talk about him? I'm telling you right now, you know, he opened Wiseman's eyes that first day or two or whatever they're in their scrimmage. And it's certainly Wiseman, hey, man, I got to bring it. So if he can do that, there's something there. I think his value is going to be sort of like we talked about when we had you on yesterday, the experience he's been having been around Penny, knowing what Penny wants now, going through the practices last year, he'll be able to tell those young guys. And because he'll be sort of a utility guy, it sounds like. A guy that can bounce outside, shoot the three probably better than Isaiah Maurice, right. Can play him a little bit maybe on the wing, can play him a little bit more importantly. I think he'll be sort of as that depth at the four, maybe even at the five if you go small. So he's going to be versatile defensively, and I think that's where the value is. You can put him on a lot of different guys, and he knows he's going to, you figure, having been so close to Penny we saw him down in DeSoto. They're sitting beside each other laughing like they're like they've been best friends for years. I think Penny's going to use him as sort of his wild card to do a bunch of different things. That'll be his value.
The other really fun thing is to hear the players talking about James Wiseman.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all just rave. Cool. Even Alo, who knows James Wiseman, played with James Wiseman, He said in the year since he's been away from James Wiseman, he said James Wiseman has become a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a significant transformation. But you should just hear the players talk about James Wiseman. It is with a sense of sort of giddy awe.
James added some serious, he was already had great perimeter skills for big. That's why he's mocked where he is and the consensus number one right now. But with Alo gone, with Alo at Memphis in that year, that it was basically James Wiseman and Antonio Thomas and Malcolm Dandridge, who's now in Memphis. James had to be the guy. He had, not just the guy in terms of scoring, but sort of a setup guy too. He had to be out on the perimeter and doing guard things because their backcourt wasn't very strong at East. And so for that whole year, James is doing guard type things. More importantly, he's leading the team in terms of being a general, and that will aid Penny in terms of what he's getting now because of that year at East where James had to be the guy, where East's guards weren't that great, and it's at the end of the game, it's James Wiseman and Malcolm Dandridge, your two go-to guys in terms of go get me a bucket. That's typically what you'd leave for Alo. Either he's going to take it or set it up. James had to sort of be that guy last year for East. That means you're getting a better all-around player. So I think they're seeing that. They're seeing that James that can shoot it all day from the outside. And holy cow, this guy's skilled. And, you know, that's what the scouts have seen, is particularly in these All-Star games, and that's why he's number one right now.
Jason, thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Stephen A. Smith will be on with Jason and John. They're going to keep playing the segment over and over and over again today. Is, I think, their very sound strategy.
Coming up next on The Six.
You got Ja Morant, and I'm hopeful that he'll come there and put on the kind of show that will make it electric so we could be looking at the Memphis Grizzlies and recognizing the fact that although they missed the playoffs the last 2 years, this is a team that was once in the NBA Conference Finals, in the Western Conference Finals, that was a perennial playoff team led by Gasol and Mike Conley, along with Zach Randolph and others, and you would hope that you guys were able to return to that kind of form.
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We are, of course, talking to Stephen A. Smith, host of First Take on ESPN.
You got Ja Morant, and I'm hopeful that he'll come there and put on the kind of show that will make it electric so we could be looking at the Memphis Grizzlies and recognizing the fact that although they missed the playoffs the last 2 years, this is a team that was once in the NBA Conference Finals, that was a perennial playoff team led by Gasol and Mike Conley, along with Zach Randolph and others, and you would hope that you guys were able to return to that kind of form.
It's the Jason and John Show, weekdays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9.
This big boy can do some heavy lifting. It's time for the Gold Strike King of the Ranch giveaway. You could win your share of $350,000 in free play and prizes, plus a Ford F-150 King Ranch. The drawings happen every Saturday in June and July. Now that's a giveaway. Yeehaw! CM Life Rewards Desk for details. Color, make, and model may vary. All rights reserved. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Landers Auto Sales. They got a large inventory, over 300 vehicles to choose from, like the 2018 Jeep Wrangler, which is exactly what I'm in right now. I love that vehicle. You'll love it, too. They got more of them out there on the lot. They got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like 2 extra fuel points for every dollar you spend on Simple Truth and Private Selection. Just download your digital coupon on the app or at Kroger.com. Restrictions apply. More ways to save. It's easy at Kroger.
It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale, and we're celebrating with our free event. Get free bed accessories like a free adjustable bed base, 2 free memory foam pillows, and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $7.99. That's a value of over $850, absolutely free. And on top of that, you can save up to $400 on the best mattress brands store-wide. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Need new tires? Check out the all-new Discoverer AT Truck and SUV Tire. With superior highway performance and handling on rocky and gravel roads from Cooper Tires, an American-owned company since 1914. Now available only at your Walmart Auto Care Center.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Now, back to The Six with the Jason and John Show.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is the great Stephen A. Smith. He's a host on First Take on ESPN and also host the Stephen A. Smith Show, which you can hear, obviously, right here on 790 AM. He joins us now. Stephen A., what's going on, man?
How you guys doing? How's everything?
Everything good. Is good in
Got
Memphis.
Got John Moran. Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say.
That's a good reason to feel good.
Yes, sir.
You like some John Moran, huh?
Yeah, the brother can play. There's no question about that. And listen, if you're going to give up Mike Conley, who just finished averaging 21-6 for you last season and one of the steady professionals we've seen at the point guard spot for the last decade, and you're going to give him up, you know there's got to be this incredibly strong belief in a guy like John Morant. Yeah. So I'm happy for the franchise. I'm happy that you got him. You definitely need him. He's a tremendous player with an incredible upside. We'll see what he's made of.
Do you like the idea of him and sort of Jaren Jackson together? Don't know how high you are on Jaren, too. We know he's got the pedigree, had a great first year. You've been dogging us for a while saying we should be out to Seattle. We going to be okay in Memphis with Jaren and Ja, Stephen A.?
I hope so, but you're absolutely been one of those people that I've had serious questions about whether or not you guys should have an NBA franchise. But it wasn't an indictment of Memphis or its fans. It's what I've been told in terms of the kind of money the franchise is making compared to the kind of money it could make if it were elsewhere. So it was strictly business looking at, you know, what kind of profitability the franchise is generating and going from there. Every time I've been in Memphis, you got folks who know the game of basketball, clearly loves the game of basketball, seems to be more of a college town than anything else in my estimation, but I don't know because I don't live there. I've never lived there. But that's what I deduced from what I was told, and I still am of the belief that if you had an opportunity to have a team in Seattle or Memphis, it should be Seattle. But that doesn't take away from what I feel about the city, its fans, and certainly the fact that you got Ja Morant. And I'm hopeful that he'll come there and put on the kind of show that will make it electric so we could be looking at the Memphis Grizzlies and recognizing the fact that although they missed the playoffs the last 2 years, this is a team that was once in the NBA Conference Finals, in the Western Conference Finals, that was a perennial playoff team led by Gasol and Mike Conley, along with Zach Randolph and others. And you would hope that you guys were able to return to that kind of form.
Brother Smith, I'm with you completely on the fact that I think this was for a long time a college town. There's no question. Even with Penny Hardaway, what he's doing right now, got the number one recruiting class in the country. Everyone's excited. But I think you saw it, too. It's what that core four did, the seven straight years of playoffs, to where, you know, you got some people in the NBA, at least when it was at its height, saying this was the best home court advantage in the NBA. So we're hopeful, Stephen A., that we can convince you with the superstars coming in, potentially, with Ja and Jaren, that the NBA can see the value again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know they're smart basketball fans. You know we're a basketball town. We just got to show you the value.
Well, I'm certainly not rooting against the town or the city.
Absolutely.
I'm just telling you how I feel today. In other words, as it stands today, knowing how basketball crazed the city of Seattle once was, knowing that they would love to have a basketball team again, seeing what the Memphis Grizzlies have deteriorated to over the last few years,
they held on too long.
Hearing about profitability or lack thereof, I think about Seattle more than I think about Memphis. But having said that, I'm certainly not rooting against you, and I certainly won't fail to recognize if there's a turnaround that takes us. As far as I'm concerned, cities could have a franchise. I think it would be great for basketball.
Yep, I think that's absolutely right. All right, Stephen A., some news today. The Lakers now have $32 million in cap space. They clearly are going to try to bring in another max contract guy. Who makes the most sense to you?
Well, first of all, I think to answer the question directly, I think it would be Kyrie Irving, who purportedly is going to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of what their differences were personality-wise, on the basketball court, Kyrie and LeBron perfectly complemented one another, and they validated it by capturing a championship. So we can't ignore that. But I will also like to say this. The Lakers don't have to go in that direction.
Right.
The Lakers could choose to go in the direction of a D'Angelo Russell, get him for a bit cheaper. He'd be at least $10 million cheaper than Kyrie, if not more. And you could use those other dollars to add additional parts to the franchise. Because if you got LeBron and you got AD and you got Kyle Kuzma as a third wheel and you were to add D'Angelo Russell to that equation, you could certainly use the extra dollars to add two or three additional players, and that might be a plus instead of adding a third superstar.
What should Danny Ainge do? You've been on him a little bit, and I sort of have too. At least he's missed some of his window. A lot of people, I figure, Boston fans figure they should have been the team that was in the finals. What are they going to do there? Do you take Kemba and you're a good team all of a sudden? What should Ainge do?
Well, first of all, when it comes to Danny Ainge, what I did was recognize the fact that he's been a quality executive in the NBA, and that's not to be ignored.
Yep.
The flip side to it, however, the fact that you got to usually have a superstar. I mean, I think the only team that has won devoid of a superstar, in this millennial, has been the Detroit Pistons. When they had Tayshaun Prince, your VP of basketball affairs now, when they had him, they had Chauncey, they had Rasheed Wallace, Benny Wallace, and Rip Hamilton. And so for me, outside of that, every team that's won a championship had a bona fide superstar and future Hall of Famer on the squad. And if you're the Boston Celtics and you have supplementary parts, the Jason Tatum's, Jaylen Brown's of the world, Al Horford, Kyrie Irving, et cetera, at least at one time, along with a Gordon Hayward, a Terry Rozier, a Marcus Smart, you've got to find a way to parlay that into acquiring superstar.
Yes.
And if you can't do that, it begs the question as to why that is. Now, you're going to have a plethora of stars that don't want to come play in Boston. They don't want to be in Northeast. They don't want to be in that cold weather, certainly in Boston and all of this other stuff. That might be true, or it might be that he hasn't really been able to recruit since Doc Rivers has left, and even before then. Remember, when he had the big three with KG, Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, the real acquisition was KG. What happened with that? One of his great, great friends and former championship teammate, Kevin McHale, who was running the Minnesota Timberwolves, gift-wrapped that pick or that deal to Danny Ainge. Outside of that, what real deal has he made? The real deal he made was hoodwinking the Brooklyn Nets and then GM Billy King into trading for Paul Pierce and KG because Danny Ainge knew that Billy King was under pressure by the Russian owner Prokhorov to make the deal because Prokhorov wanted to be an instant sensation in New York because he saw a vulnerability on the part of the New York Knicks in Midtown Manhattan. So he said, let's get it now. Let's add KG and Paul Pierce to the mix, to the equation. Let's do something big since we're just opening up in the Barclays Center. Let's do it that way and force Billy King to make that thing, mortgaging their future with three basically first-round picks. So those are the kind of things that happen. Those are the two things that happened to Danny Ainge's benefit. Nothing else of real note. He did Brad Stevens' big-time acquisition in terms of acquiring him as a coach out of Butler because nobody saw that coming.
Right.
And Brad Brad Stevens was ultimately what enabled you to get Gordon Hayward to leave Utah. Mm-hmm. Now, we know Gordon Hayward had an ugly injury, but before the ugly injury, he was every bit worth the $131 million contract that Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics signed him to. But that was because of his relationship with Brad Stevens. What has Danny Ainge done himself to make Boston an attractive landing spot for a marquee free agent? I think that's the one blemish on his career as an executive that should be asked to note and basically publicized.
I think you're right.
We are, of course, talking to Stephen A. Smith, right, host of First Take on ESPN. Andre Iguodala, who has a new book out, is making the rounds in the media, and he said in an interview that the Knicks aren't getting anybody, Stephen A. Will he be proven right?
It looks that way. And don't get me started on how depressed that would make me, because I'm a native New Yorker and a lifelong Knicks fan. So I'm taking Prozac for depression and all of that stuff. Well, I'm about to anyway. I'm only playing, but I do feel seriously depressed. I will tell you that we're hearing, you know, KD and Kyrie going to Brooklyn, Kemba Walker going to the Boston Celtics. If Danny Ainge, I just finished talking about Danny Ainge, but if he gets Kemba Walker to come to Boston, I think that would be a huge plus on this side, because if you want to succeed Kyrie Irving, I don't know of anybody closer in the league talent-wise in terms of mirroring the talent of Kyrie Irving better than Kemba Walker, who just finished averaging 25 a game and is willing to take about $21 million less or $20 million less from Boston rather than Charlotte. Charlotte wasn't willing to trigger a luxury tax. Kemba Walker said as a result, he wants to go someplace else, he wants to win, and he's willing to go to Boston rather than stay in Charlotte. So that's your situation there. Al Horford's going to go to Dallas in all likelihood to play with the Mavs with Porzingis and Doncic. Mm-hmm. You know, you got all of this stuff going on. And so when you look at it from that perspective, you're the New York Knicks, you end up empty-handed with over $70 million in cap space.
Lord.
Over $70 million in cap space with absolutely nothing to show for it except potentially Boogie Cousins. Mm-hmm. And you're going to wonder why I'm depressed? Is your answer.
Exactly. Stephen, I got a sort of off-the-beaten-path question for you. You've had a couple partners on First Take now, obviously Skip and now Max. Me and my partner here are doing this show locally every day. We're going into our fourth year doing this. Would you say that you're friends with your partner? Do you think it's important to be friends with your partner? And I mean in the sense not that it's friendly, but that you see each other outside of work hours. Is there value in that to you?
Might be value in it to me. I don't know, because I wouldn't classify Max and I in that category. I've got profound respect for him. I like him a great deal because he's a really, really nice guy. But we don't necessarily hang together outside of studio. But I got news for you. Skip is my brother. I mean, Skip Bayless and I are pretty damn tight, and we almost never hang out together. We almost never hung out together. Yeah. When we were on First Take together, Skip Bayless and I might have gone out three times in about 5 years. So that's just not... So I wouldn't tell you that it's necessary for on-air chemistry. One could argue that it helps. I don't think it's necessary. I think if you're authentic and true to who you are and there's an understanding from both parties as to who the other is, I think that's the most important thing. And the most important thing is exhibiting and displaying professional decorum and courtesy and understanding that you're both teammates and operating accordingly. I don't think it's necessary to hang out with one another or actually be friends with one another. Yeah. You just don't need to be enemies.
That makes all the sense of the world. Last thing I got to ask you, Stephen A., and I know every minute of yours is valuable, so I don't think I'll get the chance again. African Americans in the media. We talk about them on the sidelines, right? We need them more in college basketball, more head coaches in the NBA, but in the media as well. How much of it, Stephen, percentage-wise, is the opportunities, right? We've got to get the opportunities. We need those given to us. But also, we got to get us right too, right? Right? We got to be prepared. We got to be right there when that door opens. How much of it is, you know, where's the balance there, Stephen A.? How much more of it is the opportunities got to be there, but we got to be prepared to take them as well?
Well, I don't disagree with you. I just think that's not telling the full story. I think the full story is the absence of diversity in executive positions.
Absolutely.
The fact of the matter is, you know, you can have on air talent, but the reality of the situation is, you know, you know, people pick, you know, African Americans and minorities to come on the air, and it's always this impression, this interpretation, and it's like a diamond in the rough or something that, you know, what it's a rarity. When in fact there are a plethora of minorities, both on the male and female side, can do this job and do this job exceptionally well. But the opportunities accorded to us don't necessarily exist compared to our counterparts from white America. That's absolutely the reality of the situation. You know, you get an opportunity, you don't make the most of it. What kind of chance do you get to redeem yourself and make the most of a second opportunity? Whereas you see others, they constantly get second and third and fourth opportunities. They constantly resurface. Those kind of things do transpire.
Yep.
And when that transpires, it can be very disheartening because you see that the room, you know, for errors, for mistakes, are limited compared to what it is for your contemporaries and counterparts. And that's a challenge for a lot of African Americans in particular to settle for. You got to remember, you got to go on the air. You got to have a level head.
Yep.
You got to be disciplined
and
focused. And what's the number one thing that can distract you from being those things? You know what it is? Stress.
Absolutely.
Stress. So one of the major, major killers in our community. Well, what stresses us? Just the mere thought of unfairness, and we didn't even get to the reality of it all.
Yeah.
So definitely is a challenge, but it also helps that when you get that opportunity, you're prepared enough where you're considered pretty damn good at what you do, so it can inspire executives in decision-making positions to open the doors, not just for others in terms of on-air talent, but to also assist in giving black executive, minority executives an opportunity. And if you're black and you're an on-air talent, you should perform just as diligently,
absolutely,
if not more so, for those who are minorities that are in decision-making positions as you would for white individuals that are in those positions.
Hey, Stephen A., man, this
very
was great.
Very much appreciate this,
we
sir.
We appreciate the time, man.
Thank
Thanks
you, brother.
So much.
Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all having me.
Yes, sir. He is Stephen A. Smith, host of First Take, obviously host of the Stephen A. Smith Show. Interesting stuff from him, as always.
Much like we've said in the sports world, right, where you've got to have more African-American owners, right, because they're the ones that are going to do the hiring. And what do we say? You're going to hire, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing when it comes to media. You've got to have those executives that are willing to make those hires. We're all trying to get there, you know what I'm saying? But the point is, how do we do that? Well, it's the same thing as in sports. You got to have more of those folks making the decision, the hirings, and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
He was great to join us.
Yeah.
Great
always,
kid, Brad.
I always appreciate Stephen A.'s time.
Coming up next on The Six.
Ja Morant, he's got so many of the personality characteristics of Mike Conley that he's going to follow in that footsteps. You're going to get a guy that's great on the court, that's a team-first guy, that can give you buckets, can take over a game if you need him to. But he's going to be great in the community. He's going to be great around the team. He's going to be highly coachable. His attitude's going to be great. That's his DNA. That's who he's been.
The Six continues with that next on 92.9 FM ESPN. Jason and John.
Let's go to Jason in Nutbush. Jason, you're on. What'd you think of the
Nut
deal?
Nutbush in the house. John should take it easy on Grayson, huh?
Oh, yeah. Let the white boy sit over there and shoot a three, you know?
Yes, sir. we will, Jason. Appreciate
that call, bro.
535-377-6535 ESPN. Let that white boy sit over there.
I love when white folks
like
call
that.
Each other white. I mean, that is amazing.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
The Fitz Casino and Hotel invite you to celebrate the 4th on the 3rd with their 10th annual free fireworks spectacular. It's right on the front lawn of the Fitz on Wednesday, July 3rd, and it is gonna be, well, spectacular. So sit back, kick back, and or lay back and watch as the Fitz lights the night above the river with a whole bunch of rockets' red glare just a-bursting in air. The whole shebang starts off at 6 o'clock, and the sky comes alive at dusk. Besides all the boom boom in the sky, there'll be a free concert, party favors, a beer garden, and lots of barbecue. It's the biggest and best fireworks show around, people. Bring lawn chairs, bring blankets, bring your family, bring your friends. Heck, bring people you don't even like. Because you know something? They'll be your friends before the night's over. And it goes without saying, there's a ton of free parking and a ton of fun. The 10th annual Free Fireworks Spectacular, Wednesday, July 3rd at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Yeah.
Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment.
Does that include dinner at that new French place?
Yep, 4% cash back there.
How about bowling with my friends?
Yeah, 4% cash back on that too.
Nice.
And that'll be a rewarding weekend. Because with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% on dining and entertainment. So when you go out, you cash in. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Now, back to The Six with the Jason and John Show.
Hi, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And the best time of year starts on Sunday with NBA Free Agency. Here to help us break it down is Steve Collar. He covers NBA for Basketball Insiders. He joins us now. Steve, what's going on, man?
What is up, fellas? How are you?
Everything is
buckling
good.
Up.
We're in Memphis. We're just observers from the sideline, you know.
That's kind of true.
Watching the sort of rest play out.
Hey, you know, you guys are going to have a fun summer league team. Mm-hmm. So, look, it's about the future, not free agency. So, embrace
Absolutely.
The future.
Absolutely.
All right, so the big news is what is going to happen with the Los Angeles Lakers. They've got two of the big three. They've got LeBron James. They've got Anthony Davis. Who is the third guy? Because they clearly make all this cap space. They clear all the cap room, all the contracts to clearly pursue a third big guy. Who makes sense to mm-hmm. Steve Kyler?
Well, I think the one that I continue to lean on is the fact that Jimmy Butler is exactly that guy. He's the guy that can handle the pressure. He's wired mentally to handle the pressure of the LA market, the fishbowl that is LeBron James, the passive aggressiveness when it doesn't go LeBron's way. Mm-hmm. All of those things. Loves LA, has talked about LA a lot. There's just a lot of reasons that Jimmy Butler makes sense, and he's a win now guy that kind of lines up with where Anthony Davis is at and where LeBron is at. But if it's not Jimmy Butler, you know, look, I think Kemba Walker is an interesting name, but it looks like he's going to Boston.
Yeah.
You know, D'Angelo Russell sounds like an interesting name, but he's going to be a restricted free agent. If they don't get Kevin Durant in Brooklyn with Kyrie, it looks like, you know, Brooklyn will hang on to D'Angelo Russell and try to make a two-guard, impact guard lineup work. So he may come off the board. You know, Tobias Harris is an interesting name there, too, but I don't know that that's nearly as sexy or fits because he's so similar to LeBron. The answer may end up being that they divide all that money up and go get two or three guys, and they've started to line up that option, too. I mean, the real goal is go get a big fish, go get a second major star to come in and be part of that. But if they don't get that, they seem like they've got a pretty good plan B lined up.
Why does it seem like Kyrie Irving's got his mind made up that, nah, don't need to do that again? Because it certainly seems like from a fit standpoint, no one knows LeBron better. And at least Kyrie didn't prove last year in Boston that he could be 1A on a championship-level team. That seems to be, but it seems to me, and you tell me if you agree, Steve, that Kyrie's set on doing his own thing, and if he's already got a plan with KD, I mean, it looks like it's Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, I think there were a couple of things. One is, you know, when you talk to anybody who has played with LeBron, there mm-hmm. are two camps. It's the J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompsons, Amon Shumperts that want to eat off the gravy train that
right.
is LeBron, because LeBron likes you, you're getting a stupid contract, that's just how it works. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to be your own guy,
Which
if you're
means.
Trying to make your own name, get
yeah.
your own mega shoe deal, do all of those things, it's really hard to do that in LeBron's shadow because of how much LeBron needs to touch the basketball, control the basketball, and more importantly, control everything around him. And guys really struggle with that in that, you know, Rich Paul, his agent, has way more influence than maybe an agent should.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron is never the guy that says, I want, but everybody's scrambling around trying to make that guy happy mm-hmm. just by reading the tea leaves that change every other day. He is as moody as Kyrie is in terms of one day he's really happy, one day he's not.
Right.
So there's just a lot of complicated that comes with LeBron that, you know, for Kyrie, he's been there. Is it better than what he had in Boston? Maybe. But I think he likes what he's looking at in Brooklyn because it's a really good young team and a whole lot more structure that, at least outside looking in, may be a better fit for Kyrie personality-wise.
From a basketball perspective, and I certainly understand the sentiment of it, right, and going back to home and all that, I understand that. But from a basketball perspective, does it not make more sense for Kawhi to stay in Toronto? Because even though, obviously, the opportunity to play with LeBron is one that most players would cherish, Kawhi is a great player in his own right, just won a championship. And what we learned in this finals is that a bench matters. You know, Golden State did not have a bench. Toronto did. They won the championship. Fred VanVleet was instrumental in that. The Lakers don't have a bench right now. Like, and we'll see what happens as they fill it out. But from a basketball perspective, is the situation in Toronto not better?
In a lot of ways, I would say yes. One, you know those guys. You know what you're getting into. They're going to run back pretty much the exact same squad.
Yep.
You know, if Kawhi says yes, Danny Green is going to say yes. And you're back with Marc Gasol and Kyle Lowry, guys you know, a coach who likes, a medical staff, and a front office that's built around you. And, oh, by the way, you've made history. You made history in Toronto, mm-hmm. not just winning, but that four bounces. You know, they put that thing on the side of the building. So, you know, it's there's a lot there. And there's another variable in all of this, too, which is just how maximum salary is computed. When you are a player from 7 to 9 years in the NBA, you're eligible for 30% of the salary cap. In two more years, Kawhi is eligible for 35% of the salary cap. Mm-hmm. So some of this may be, I'm going to meet with a team I'm going to sign with in 2 years, go do a 2+1 in Toronto, get all of that money. And then, oh, by the way, the extra money that Toronto can give him, he can buy as big a house in Malibu as he wants. My understanding is Kevin Durant selling one for $12 million. That's going to be pocket change to Kawhi come Monday.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. Let me ask you this, Steve, your opinion. Does Kemba in Boston get the Celtics further than Kyrie in Boston did?
I think so. There are a couple of things. One, I think Kemba, personality-wise, mm-hmm. is wired better for the young guys and Brad Stevens. I think that's kind of been the story that hasn't been told yet, which is why are these guys running away from the Boston Celtics? And some of it is how Brad Stevens wants to play.
Uh-huh.
He's going to have to evolve a little bit. I think Kemba's way more coachable in that regard. And I think he's going to give you similar production without needing to dominate everything. And the expression I like, and I think Bill Simmons uses this a lot, is who's the closer? Who's the guy at the end of a game you can throw the ball to and make something happen? Kyrie's one of the best in the business at that. Kemba's really good at that, too. So, and Kemba won't need 50 shots a game in order to be happy as long as he's winning. So I think the fit is really good. But, you know, you're also talking about, you know, it's back to kind of running it with what you've been running. And mm-hmm. you're going to give up, you know, Terry Rozier to do it. You've lost Al Horford. How do you replace that? It is a very young team again, which may be fun. And I think maybe we'll get the best out of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and, you know, some of their guys. So to me, I think the fit is very good. Look, I think you'd rather have Kyrie. I think Kyrie is way more dynamic as a player. But, boy, you want to get that personality out of your locker room in the worst way.
That's it.
We are, of course, talking to Steve Kyler, covers NBA for Basketball Insiders. We were talking about the Grizzlies to start this segment. Obviously, youth movement here in Memphis with Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. What do you think of the moves that they have made, obviously trading up a couple spots and getting Brandon Clark? What do you think of sort of what they're trying to do here in Memphis?
You know, I like it. One, I think Ja Morant, you guys are going to figure this out pretty quick. He's got so many of the personality characteristics of Mike Conley that he's going to follow in that footsteps. You're going to get a guy that's great on the court, that's a team-first guy, that can give you buckets, can take over a game if you need him to, but he's going to be great in the community. He's going to be great around the team. He's going to be highly coachable. His attitude's going to be great. That's his DNA. That's who he's been. He trained down at IMG, which is down the way from me, and the coaches there were just amazed. And they've had probably 70 NBA guys through their pick an all-star. They've been there, and they're like, he might be one of the best people we've ever had here training.
Wow.
So, you know, that's a great foundation. foundation piece. And when you look at kind of lining him up with Jaren Jackson and being able to just really focus on those two guys a little bit. And look, I think Brandon Clark's going to be a good addition. There's just a lot there that I like from Memphis, but it's going to be a long process. Mm-hmm. You know, you're in the Western Conference. It's not getting easier.
Yep.
You got a lot of young guys that got to figure out how to play. You still have some ugly money on the books with Chandler Parsons. So there's still more work to be done. But when you talk about how do you rebuild, this is how you do it. Two tentpole players and a lot of young guys with promise. And I really like the direction the organization is going.
Don't miss the Jason and John Show beginning at 11 a.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
When you need a money order, where do you go? The post office? A bank? Why pay for money orders when Advance Financial has free money orders? That's right, free money orders. Any number, any amount. At Advance Financial, free money orders means you only pay for the amount of the money order. No more. No gimmicks. Advance Financial has free, unlimited money orders, even if you don't use our other services. Visit one of our 24/7 locations today. Advance Financial, welcome.
If you own a commercial building and someone says you need a new roof, call Joe Stallmaker at 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings before you do anything else. Let Joe show you how restoring your current roof with a high-quality coating system can save you up to 70% compared to expensive conventional systems. 901 Roof's coating systems carry up to 20-year leak-free warranties. Give them a call at 901-287-1923 and give your old roof a new life. If you don't have a roof issue but know someone who does, contact 901 Waterproofing and Roof Coatings and earn up to $2,500 per referral.
Humphrey Folk traveled all over the country as a real estate developer, and when he realized his hometown of Memphis didn't have a remarkable steakhouse like other cities did, he took a chance and opened the first prime steakhouse in Memphis, which everyone now knows as Folk's Folly. Worth noting, he also wanted to make sure people could enjoy those Folk's Folly favorites at home, so he created the market now known as Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. So while you're making plans for the 4th of July, you may just be thinking of hot dogs and fireworks, but it's the perfect time to mix things up. If you really want to do the holiday right, go with Prime hand-cut steaks from Memphis's original steakhouse. It's not a chain, and you really can't get anything like it anywhere else in town. Make your cookout a declaration of independence. Come into Humphrey's and get steaks, crab legs, freshly ground sirloin, homemade pimento cheese, and so much more that will take your 4th to the next level. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folk's Folly, or online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend. That website again, go check it out, humphreysmemphis.com.
This holiday weekend, pack up the grill and put out your sparklers. This is one celebration you don't want to miss. Hurry into the Nissan July 4th sales event and save big on our tech-filled lineup, including Rogue, winner of the Consumer Guide Best Buy Award, Armada, Kelley Blue Book's lowest five-year cost-to-own full-size SUV crossover, and Altima, an IIHS top safety pick. For a limited time, save up to $1,500 holiday bonus cash on top of existing offers on select models. Don't miss out. Like this holiday weekend, the Nissan July 4th sales event ends soon. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan store today. For well-qualified buyers, $1,500 holiday bonus cash available on the 2019 Nissan Titan and 2019 Nissan Titan XD. Available on lease and purchase. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Subject to residency restrictions. For more award information, visit KBB.com, IIHS.org, and ConsumerGuide.com. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer information. Offers end 7-8-19.
Germantown Hardware and Paint is where you can take care of everything grilling this summer. They're a Big Green Egg Platinum Authorized dealer. No one in the city has more Big Green Egg accessories, merchandise, everything than Germantown Hardware and Paints.
Yep, love our Big Green Eggs from Germantown Hardware and Paints, but that's not all they do when it comes to grills. They're the largest dealer of Weber grills in the Mid-South. They've also got the Traeger wood pellet grills. They're Germantown Hardware and Paints at the corner of Germantown Road and Poplar, and at germantownhardware.com.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's two locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loans should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express. Express, earning your trust since 1968.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.